United States.
Skilled immigration. 6 degrees and separation. Immigrants are arriving better educated than ever before.
José Romel Humano, who was originally from the Philippines, moved to New York last autumn. He came on a family reunification visa and joined his wife, who had been living in America for some time. This is a typical tale. America gives more weight to close family members when considering immigration applications than some other rich countries do. More surprising is that Mr. Romel Humano arrived with a master's degree from the University of Tokyo and 20 years of experience as an architect in Japan. Yet this, it turns out, is typical too. Nearly half of all immigrants who arrived between 2011 and 2015 were college-educated. This is a level unheard of in America, says Jan Batalova, co-author of the paper containing the finding published by the Migration Policy Institute, or MPI, a think tank. One of Donald Trump's many executive orders instructed the Departments of Labor, Justice, and Homeland Security to examine immigration rules. The president, whose hostility to illegal migrants is well known, has also said that he would like to change the criteria for choosing legal ones, pointing to Canada or Australia as models for America to copy. In 1967, Canada became the first country to introduce a points system for immigration. Canada and Australia now both give priority to would-be migrants with degrees, work experience, and fluent English, and in Canada, French. Some of the president's advisers think this more hard-headed system is better than America's family-centered approach. The doomed immigration bill from 2013 that died in the House of Representatives also reflected widespread enthusiasm for a points-based system. Two things ought to temper this enthusiasm. First, Canada and Australia have concluded that pure points systems do not work well. A surprisingly high share of the people admitted this way ended up unemployed. Both countries have since changed their immigration criteria so that applicants who have job offers in their pockets may jump the queue. Second, migrants who move to America to join family members have become much better educated. Of the more than 1 million new green card holders, or permanent residents, in 2015, the most recent year with numbers available, almost half were immediate relatives of citizens.